Joe, what'd you do this weekend? Get talk in the front of that microphone.
Well, I crashed my bike.
Did you really?
How bad? And where are you drinking? Oh, you do? I can see it on your little scratch.
Oh, maybe Pap's too old for a motorcycle.
Wait a minute.
That can't balance anymore.
Man, it's a good thing you don't have two stories in your house. We have to get you one of those chairs and go upstairs.
Yeah. Do you need one of those tubs you can walk in and out of?
That would be a lot cooler.
I can't believe you didn't rat him out.
I was waiting for him because he said he wanted to tell you guys.
All right, let me see. What happened?
It would have been a lot cooler if it was on the motorcycle, but it was on my bicycle.
I imagine Joey has one of those big Pee Wee Herman bikes. Streamers from the handlebars and everything.
Oh, boy, you gotta be
kidding. I lost one of the back wheels off of my trike. The handlebars were
when
loose.
You were putting the basket on, you loosened the wrong thing.
Joey cannot ride with no handlebars.
And the handlebars were loose, and when I put the bike together a couple months ago, it was fine. But I guess after I rode it a bunch, it kind of loosened up. But when I got it home, I tightened it up a few times, and it's good now. But
how bad was it?
Pretty bad.
Yeah, I mean,
pretty bad.
Faced into the pole or into the ground?
Into the pole. Because I went to turn right, and it kept going straight, and I smashed into the pole right in front of some guy's house.
Oh, did he laugh? I would have to laugh at that.
He came out like about 10 minutes later. I was sitting on his porch, and I was bleeding on his porch. He's like, dude, I'm going to have to call the EMTs if you die. I'm like, I'm fine. And I left.
Wait, what if you don't get out of here?
Yeah. I mean, I guess. I don't know. I was kind of delirious.
Whose porch were you on?
Some guy's front porch. You know,
if you see an old man that's all disheveled and stuff, you'd be like, I don't know, I have to call the EMTs.
Couldn't get home.
By yourself?
Well, I was riding with my brother Syke, and he didn't hear that I had stopped or crashed, and he just kept going.
Oh!
So I was just
Did he turn around at one point and go, Pap?
He did. He went back, but I guess he couldn't,
What time did this happen?
About 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Did Spanish put on a silver alert for you?
He's driving an 86 Schwinn, silver in color.
Yeah, it was embarrassing. Quite embarrassing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I have an embarrassing tale to tell, too, but I'm trying to see if we can get Steve Hurley involved.
I was going to say, I have one as well.
Oh, my God.
It's a weekend. Everybody.
You go first.
All right. Well, if you notice, I don't have a cell phone. I have an iPad.
Yeah?
Because
I've been texting you all weekend.
Get iPhone messages. Well, people don't like when you break their phone, so they're going to turn around and break.
Oh, you got in a fight with Blaine and you guys broke each other's phones?
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah. That's how WrestleMania started.
So white trash.
And I also broke his TV.
Oh, wow.
It gives you a place to live.
God. You're a gorilla.
It was on the dresser that I bought.
Gorilla.
That's fair. Get it off my dresser.
You ripped his TV off? Yeah. Were you drunk?
That's why I don't want to fight her.
I wouldn't fight her. We were talking about it on Drew's show Friday. I wanted to fight their show, and they're like, we don't want to fight your show. You guys are undefeated.
Yeah.
What the fight? What was the fight over?
Disney.
I don't want to go. Hulk smash.
Well, okay.
Jeopardy Duda.
It was a fight that carried over from the day before. Thursday night, we went out to dinner with some friends after our To Infinity boot camp class that we do twice a week. And we're there, and I was just kind of, making fun, mocking Disney and his love for it.
How dare you?
And And he got really mad.
How'd it go? You're like, I'm Lane. I go Disney.
No.
How'd it go?
I was just like, you're a grown man who likes children.
Oh, man.
But his friends, because they were like, we just don't understand why you guys like Disney. And I was like, no. Don't
it's
say
not
that.
A we. Yeah,
yeah,
we.
I do this for him. And then it was like, they were like, well, we bought passes because we have children. So
what if we find out Blaine's a child molester?
Oh, man.
No. Or just a pedophile, sorry.
That's
Just.
He couldn't sneak up on any kids, though, because
Yeah. No, that attracts them.
Oh, it's like a Pied Piper.
Yeah, they're like, what's that cool noise? Is he part robot?
Yeah, so like at dinner that happened, and then we got in the truck, and he was just like, you're annoying. And then he didn't talk to me for like 15 hours. So then I got
home. Does he still make noises,
Friday,
though? Like, even though he's not talking to you? I'm giving you the silent treatment. That doesn't count.
Yeah. So... Yeah, so
what if he does that because he's such a pedophile that whenever he's around kids, he can't hold anything. He's like,
never again do I tell you anything.
All right, sorry, he's not a pedophile.
You take it too far.
Sorry, Blaine, not a pedophile.
So I got a phone call.
I like how you're sorry, so Blaine. Disappointed.
Because, no,
your
I mean,
story.
I mean, I was making jokes, but it's harsh to say.
By the way, wrecking your bike doesn't sound so cool anymore, right?
No, not at all.
So, yeah.
Well,
we have a policy. If you break it, you buy it. So he broke my phone. He has to pay for it.
What did you do, smash it?
I took his phone and I threw it on the ground and I stomped on it. But guess what? We took it to the Apple store. They were able to fix it for free. He took my phone and threw it and the whole thing shattered, including the case. God. So
why don't you guys just buy the trailer now?
Yeah.
Save yourself a lot of money.
I have a question. Do you have a policy that you buy it after you break it, like before this incident happened or after?
Oh, no,
you
that
smashed?
Was in place.
You put that in place after this fight?
Like, if you break it, you buy it.
By the way,
I
love that they have the same policy as a flea market.
What led to that policy, though?
They have the same hygiene as a flea market, too.
I broke his television and his phone. So
no, I mean before that.
No, it was instilled after this fight.
That was. Because he was all mad.
How big was the TV that you yanked down?
52.
Oh, my God. Oh,
dude.
You better hit Walmart.
It wasn't even a smart TV, so it's kind of like
dumb TV.
Yeah, it was an old TV anyway. We needed to upgrade, so.
Our policy is don't break stuff in the house because we're not children.
Yeah. Blaine called me, and I guess she had ran away at this point.
Oh.
Would you go to the guard check?
No, I didn't run away. I walked to the gas station that was like
barefoot.
That's not even a mile away from the house.
He was worried. He was very worried.
I love it because I broke my phone.
I love that Carmen will call none of us at the time. You know he won't answer what's going on.
I didn't have a phone to call you.
That's true.
He called me and he was like, I didn't even get to say hi. He just, as soon as I answer, I was like, what's up, dude? And he goes, hey, does Carmen have any anger issues that I should know about?
Yeah, you know now.
And I was like, not that I know of. I just know she drinks.
Unless she's drunk.
Yeah.
Which led to the conversation of, hey, I think you need to find like a new Kayla because I think we need someone to be
like a
buffer.
Yeah.
He was like, you know, Spanish lives all the way out in St. Pete, and normally when these things happen, he's also drunk, so he's really no help.
Right.
He was like, so maybe if you could like find that new Kayla. And I was like, it's not for lack of not trying. Yeah. I just
can't find a friend. Let's do that. Let's just find Carmen a best friend.
Yeah.
Let's find Carmen a best friend. Oh.
I don't know. I just want Kayla. I just want Kayla back.
Are you going to cry?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Carmen's going to go crazy.
I want to see her Hulk.
Start ripping our TVs down.
Salad.
I just imagine Carmen in slow motion right now just...
Or
stuff with this music in the background.
I picture her kicking the little babies from different countries and it's a small world.
Oh, yeah. Just machete.
Blaine's looking at him sexually and Carmen's hitting the head. No, I take that back.
Right.
I had a little incident this weekend, too.
Oh, excellent.
Wow.
Oh, mine's embarrassingly bad. I was trying to, I didn't want to put it out there like this, but since we're on the story thing, I was trying to get Steve Hurley on the phone. Mine involves my brand new 2017 Silverado.
You didn't hit a girl walking down the street to the convenience store with no shoes on, did you?
Oh, I did not. I traded in my Tahoe for a Silverado.
Uh-huh.
Love it. It's like a weird bluish gray color with like football leather interior. I love it. The car is beautiful.
What
so
do we
beautiful.
Call it? Midnight Steel?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so beautiful that I added another color to it over the weekend.
Oh,
God. Steve Hurley, if you're hearing this for the first time, don't be mad at me. I'll pay for everything.
Is it because it's the extended cab and you're not used to that or what?
Yes. And then so where the gas tank is, it's like indented a little bit. You know, like it's...
More now?
No. So I went to a drive-thru on the way down to Venice with my wife.
Uh-huh.
And it had a very tight... like you have to go straight and then turn to get to the window to pay.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Well, if I went any straighter, I would have went off a cliff. It was like a little a reservoir.
You know, what's funny is there's a lot of places that are built. You know, even if they were built in 2000,
yeah, they're not built for that kind
built
of car.
Not for because cars are getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And
even in the Hummer, I can wheel that Hummer like it's a little car. Pete calls it the Hummer 911. I can wheel the Hummer and no problem. But I went straight, as far as I go, and then I turned, and they had a yellow, concrete yellow pole out by the drive-thru. Well, I just went into it. And then once you hit it, it's in that indentation, so no matter which way you go, and it just scratched the whole, you don't understand. Even my wife was like, Jesus Christ, get over it, just pay for it. I was like, it's not a matter of the money, it's a matter of, I feel like I disappointed Steve Hurley. Yeah. Because I turn those cars back in. I have them cleaned before I turn them in. I make sure there's gas in them. When those cars have little stickers inside, I don't take the stickers off.
Also, don't you hate ruining anything that's pristine and new and perfect and stuff?
No, actually,
Oh, I can't stand that. I had a drum set. And it was my first, real drum set. And I'm setting it up. And I had the tom thing. And it fell into the bass drum. And made... It was just like a little... gash in there, but I was just like, if there would have been a TV, I would have thrown it across there, but I just hulked out and I was like,
I had a whole custom built cabinet and desk in my house.
Yeah.
And the day the guy goes, well, here it is, he's showing it to me, and he's like, there's a light over here, and I sit down in my seat, and I'm like getting the feel of things, and when I got up, the arm of the seat was caught under the desk, and it popped up and ripped the piece right off.
Oh.
Thank God the guy was still there, and he fixed it for me. But I don't really care. I'm not a cosmetic guy unless the cosmetics belong to somebody else.
Right,
so I just felt, and I tried to call Steve, and he didn't answer. I'm like, all right. And the whole weekend, I'm like, all right, let me call Steve. And I'm like, I'll just wait till tomorrow. My stomach is all like in knots.
It's like Mr. Miyagi gave you the car to take your date out, and you ruined it.
And the worst is Pete. Pete looks and he goes, Jesus Christ, Clark, this is going to cost $20,000 to fix. And I was like, shut up.
Oh.
So now my wife's like, just buy the goddamn car then. If it's not that big of a deal, just buy the car. And I'm like, all right, maybe.
I love that your wife's solution is to buy a $60,000 truck or whatever it is.
I love the car.
Yeah.
And she's like, you love the car anyway, and if you don't want to give it back to him, just buy it. And I was like, maybe I'll buy it.
By the way, before anybody yells at me, I don't know how much trucks are.
Yeah. This one's probably about $50,000.
Yeah, I would imagine.
60. If you need help, I'm free this week to help drop any cars off you need. That's a
I do.
Thing. Yeah, I'm
I do.
Oh, I can't imagine you driving that thing.
No, it's not even a hard thing to drive. It's just
phone books.
But when you park in a regular parking space, the truck bed's out further than everybody else.
Right.
You just got to get used to it. And if you're not used to driving it, you know. So anyway, that if you see my beautiful midnight blue / yellow 2017 Silverado.
Now you know what happened.
I didn't bring it today. I'm too embarrassed.
It's full moon. It's because of a full moon. Yeah. All of these things happen. That's why.
Oh, here we go.
Full moon weekend.
When you were a kid and you used to learn all your stuff from the cave walls.
I will tell you, I put a lot of stock into the full moon thing and the pull of the tides and stuff. Because when I worked in the nightclub business, there would be just nights where all kind of crazy stuff was happening. And you'd go outside and you'd be like, I can't believe it. Full moon. You look up and you go, full moon. Of course it's full moon.
Yeah, but you know what, though? What's the chick's name from Taxi?
Nardo.
Not Rhea Perlman. Nardo.
Yeah.
What's her name? I look to this side and I just laugh. Two youngins. Yeah. What was her name? Mary Lou Henner.
Yes.
Mary Lou Henner, in addition to having this crazy memory where you could ask her, you could be like, May 4th, 2002, and she'll tell you exactly what she did that day. That's the truth.
Yeah, she'll be like, it was a Tuesday, and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. In addition to that, she also wrote this book about how people are allergic to dairy, and they don't even know it, and how it was destroying your body. And I'm like, I am the king of milk drinking and all that. And then my ex-girlfriend pointed out to me that whenever I have dairy, 2 seconds later, literally like 3 minutes later, I start sneezing.
Yeah.
And I was like, no. Now every time I have dairy, I sneeze, and I think it's all in my head. Full moon.
But it's that whole thing that I've said before. We're the only mammal that drinks another mammal's milk.
It's weird.
Yeah. We don't drink our own.
Oh, no, I drink our own.
At birth, but not continuously.
Yeah, because ladies won't let us. I'd nestle up to that tea right now if it was full and ready to go. I love me a little vitamin D action.
Oh, no.
Non-homogenized warm body milk. Get it up there at 98.7 degrees.
Too descriptive.
Glass of sweet milk.
All I can think of is Jim Carrey and me, myself, and Irene, the girl lady on the park bench.
I mean, that's it. Has anybody in here ever tasted breast milk? You have, Joe, recently?
Not recently.
Joe likes them pregnant.
I don't, to me,
a while ago.
I feel like it would be... It would probably taste fine, but it's gross. The thought of it is making
me
sick.
It's very sweet.
And I love the I love the factory in which it comes from.
Yeah.
But I don't, for some reason, to me, that's the grossest thing ever.
Yeah. It is gross because
it's like that scene in Matrix where they're eating the food, the real food,
yeah,
and it just looks like oatmeal, and it's just protein, and it's all like, yeah, it probably tastes bland, and it's all good for you, but the idea of just looking at it makes me nauseous.
Yeah, yeah, well, I mean, I didn't drink it from the spigot.
The tap, you didn't go to the tap,
It was in the refrigerator.
And you were like, let me get a shot of this?
Yeah, I want to try it. I gotta,
put some in your coffee.
Hilarious.
But it's the whole mental thing.
Yeah.
Because if you had been drinking that since you were a kid, you'd be like, yeah, it's totally normal.
I don't like to watch people prepare my food.
Mm-hmm.
You know, kitchen's like, oh, the kitchen's open, so I don't want to see
it. Right,
right. Even Starbucks, when I look in and I see them pour my coffee, I look the other way. I don't want to, not that I think they're doing anything to it. I just, for some reason, want the finished product only. I don't want to see the process in which it was made. I don't want to see them put the bat in my salad.
Yeah.
At all.
No.